my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I said I'm very happy that we are together this evening for this special celebration on this feast of St. José María Escrivá. But it's more special this evening because we are the enthronement of the statue of Mary, Mother of First Love, and as we all know, that was a specific desire of St. José María. And as you probably know this, but I just wanted to mention it because it's very special. It was clear in what St. José María wanted because he wrote to Father José Luis Musquiz in 1955, a couple of years ago. He wrote in that letter, "I have America very much in my heart. It is there." And he said, "Don't tell anyone yet. When we should have our first shrine to the Mother of First Love." And here we are, just a couple of years after, but it is beautiful. And it's very moving also that he wrote in that letter, "I have America very much in my heart." I think we all know that we have now, especially in the intercession of St. José María, for all our personal needs and for the needs of the Church, the Universal Church. So tonight we enthrone these magnificent new sculptures of Mary, Mother of First Love, and we consecrate our hearts to her. Today we also want to remember those three spiritual sons of St. José María, fine men who did so much to inspire young people to follow Jesus. Sadly, as all of us know, these fine men passed away last week in a tragic accident. So let's keep them in our prayers. Matt Anthony, Manshonaker, and Val Cruz. We especially entrust them to our Blessed Mother's tender care. Keep them in our prayers in a special way. And of course, ask for their intercession because I'm sure that they have received the eternal reward of their lives. So, what we are celebrating tonight is, as we know, is the beautiful truth that Mary is our mother. Mary was Jesus' final gift to us, and devotion to her was his last command. As he opened his heart on the cross and breathed his last, he told the Apostle John, "Behold your mother." We are Mary's children, and Jesus calls us to love her as he loves her with all our heart and our soul. So tonight we will consecrate ourselves and our families to Mary. We make our lives a gift of love to her. All our desires and dreams, all our ambitions and plans, we offer everything to Mary. And we know that if we seek Mary, she will also lead us to her Son. We recall Our Lady's own consecration in our Gospel reading, those beautiful words that we all know so well. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." This is how our mother teaches us to live, as servants of her Son, seeking his will, not our own, allowing his word to accomplish his purposes in our lives. "Do whatever he tells you." This is her simple teaching, and this is how she lived, pondering his words in her heart, watching his example in wonder and awe. And my brothers and sisters, this is also the secret of the Rosary, that beautiful prayer of love that we make to our mother. The Rosary's mysteries are the scenes that Mary witnessed in the life of her Son. She invites her children to ponder these mysteries day after day, year after year, gazing on her Son through her eyes. Pope St. John Paul II said, that from the moment Mary laid her son in a manger, her gaze, ever filled with adoration and wonder, will never leave him. This is how we should pray the Rosary. And this is how we should live, in wonder and love, never taking our eyes out off of Jesus. Mary, as we know, lived an ordinary life, a life just like ours. Her life was filled with family and work and daily chores and responsibilities. And we can be like her. We can serve Jesus in our everyday work, doing everything out of love for him and out of love for those around us, serving our children and spouses, our family and relatives, our friends and neighbors, just as we know, trying to sanctify our ordinary life. And living this way, we can bring Jesus into the world and lead souls to him, just as Mary, our Blessed Mother, did. When we love in all the little things of life, we become an example to those around us. Our happiness and hope attracts people. When we live this way, people want to know where our happiness comes from and how we can be so generous and so loving. And of course, we can tell them we can love because we know that we are loved. We can love because we have found Jesus. Saint Jose Maria said that Mary's love is so complete that she forgets herself and is happy just to be there where God wants her, fulfilling with care what God wants her to do. So my brothers and sisters, let's ask for that grace this evening. Let us love as Mary loves. Our mother promises us tonight, in that beautiful fifth reading from the book of Sirach, whoever obeys me will not be put to shame. Whoever serves me will never fail. So we trust in Mary, trust our mother, with a deep and filial love. May she teach us her way of sacrifice and silence, humility and hiddenness. May she help us to become like little children, loving Jesus with the simplicity of a child's heart. It is, I think, for all of us, a special moment of joy, and at the same time, a special moment to renew our commitment to be faithful sons and daughters of Mary, our Blessed Mother, and renew our love for Jesus, just as she loved her son. So, Mother of first love, be a mother to us always. Show us the path to walk. Lead us always to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.